You're looking forward, and you're looking forward to other travels, and we're going to talk about Alaska.
Yeah, well, I was talking with Tanya in the week, and we decided that this weather kind of is very conducive to the cruising, and cruising in such climates is what we're finding ourselves in right now, which is Alaska. But I have to say it was one of the best cruises I've ever done, so I thought I'd whip through what to expect on like 7 days out of Alaska. And I've actually put some deals up because there's some specials on at the moment if people want to go this year. And it works out about $170 a day on the cruise ship on like Holland America Line, where you actually, of course, get your accommodation, all your meals, all your entertainment, and of course your transport between city and city. So it's a pretty good deal. So I flew into Seattle, which is obviously the home of Starbucks, if you like that sort of thing, and also the home of the Pike Place Fish Market. And now, I don't know if you know about this, but a lot of
I know completely about this fish market. These are where these mad people sit there throwing ginormous tuna all around the place and basically entertaining the people to make them buy your fish.
And they've got corporate videos out to show people how you can turn a nasty job into something really fun to be at. So that's just worth going and taking photos of before you set sail. And so what you'll do is the first day will be a sea day. And on Holland America Line, they've just introduced these new culinary arts kitchens where you can go and do a cooking school or you can go and watch a demonstration. So for foodies, it's just a fabulous opportunity. Then you'll get up to the Glacier Bay National Park where the Marjorie Glacier, which I tried to take photos of it, but it just doesn't do it justice. It stands 72 metres out of the water. And you'll be standing on there. The ship will do like this very slow kind of donut in front of the glacier. And you'll hear like a gunshot ring out. And what that is the ice just slowly creeping down. And then if you're lucky, you'll see it carving into the sea. And the only reason I knew the scale was because there were some kayakers way down, there's little tiny dots in front of it, and that was just incredible. And in that area, you'll find the whales, and if you're lucky, you'll watch them breaching, dancing up and down. And by the end of your cruise, you'll be so sick of whales that you won't even run to the windows anymore when the captain points them out. So they're that plentiful up there. So it's really awesome.
How cold is it?
Well, I went in the summer, so I went in like June, July, and you'd get about 20 degrees in the day, but it could be... still kind of damp. I mean, it's just glaciers that are year-round up there. Sunny, but it could be a little bit rainy as well. So I took my hiking boots and a weather coat. You're not going to probably need too many short sleeve tops and things. But of course, it's Russian. You know, like Alaska was owned by Russia until 1867. So what you're going to find is lots of shops that sell all the little Russian bits and pieces, and it's great. It's great. Daniel Boone hats and Russian dolls and all sorts of things.
Do you get to go on land at all?
Yes. So each day you jump off at a different port. So I stopped at Juneau, which is the capital of Alaska. I like to say Juneau is the capital of Alaska. And the only way you can get to it is by sea. And it's also technically the wettest city in the United States. And it's wetter than Seattle. But I loved it. It's very quaint, very cute. And so you get off there, you can go husky sledding.
No.
One time I did a seaplane out to, because the huskies, the fog was rolled in, so we couldn't do huskies. So we went in a seaplane and we went over to this river where salmon were in, jumping around, and next minute these black bears just come walking out of the forest. Walk in, just stand there, catch their own lunch. Bald eagles are just sitting there waiting for a morsel. Honestly, this cruise was spectacular, breathtaking, great for families. You know, your kids will never see anything like this again. I thought it would be totally worth talking about.
I want to see bears.
Yeah, they're awesome. Oh, and one of the signs I took a photo of is you've got to lock your wheelie bins down because, of course, bears will get into mischief. They'll get into everything and all in the towns. They can wander through town. And there'll be there was a sign that says there's a $100 fine for contributing to the delinquency of a bear. And that's if you leave your wheelie bin unlocked.
That's great.
Loved it. So you'll stop in Sitka, where there's Russian Orthodox buildings and churches, totem poles and forests. You'll learn how to handle, if a bear does walk across your forestry track, you'll learn how to stand up big and shout and be bigger than the bear. And, you know, that's all sort of like all the things they teach you when you go on these excursions. Just awesome. And the whales, we watched whales feeding and roaring up through the ocean, working as a team to gather up all the fish in their huge mouths. It's just part of what you do in everyday experience, 7 days at sea.
It's a beautiful thing. So you have details of the Alaska cruising on your blog site, which is bloggeratlarge.com.
I do.
Megan, thank you. Happy Easter to you. You didn't go away for Easter. What sort of travel reporter are you?
Yeah, I know. I needed a little cup of tea and a lie down.
Of course you did. Totally. Thank you so much. Talk again next weekend.
We will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.